daughter tonight so you could see the baby.
Oh, baby, I'd like to see.
Doll, but she couldn't come at the last minute. Something came up. She was really sad. She wanted me to tell you how.
I tell her we've been hearing about her baby. Oh. Miss told us about it.
It's a really nice
I have never seen her many times. Uh-huh. She was about 3 years ago, I guess, she came up to the, we had what, our family reunion, uh-huh. And she came up there with my aunt. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know, you explained to me how you know Miss Hildreth, but I don't exactly remember.
Well, Miss sister was my brother's wife.
Oh, I see.
She's dead now. She died last January, I believe.
That baby is just, she's 4 months old, a little more than 4 months old, and she's a real,
I'd
she's
like
getting
to see
a smile, you know. She's just so cute. That's me. We went out there the other day. Just like, let's see, what else did I have to, I want to talk to you about? I was asking you about your relatives. Did most people live with just their family, you know, like their mother, father, and children in a house, or did families, like in the grandparents and larger families live together?
If the grandparents were old and not able to live alone, they would live with the with someone of their children.
Mm-hmm. But in most cases, people live like just with...
Mm-hmm. Just their own family.
Oh, did you make pumpkin pie?
Yes, I have.
The only experience I've had with pumpkins is making jack-o'-lanterns, you know. So how do you go about, what do you make pie out of? The pumpkin.
You cut the pumpkin up and get that inside out. You know, it's hollow inside except for the seed.
Right.
And you take that all out, and then you slice it up in strips and get the outside. It has a pretty thick peeling on it.
Yeah.
And you get that all up. And then you chop it up in little squares or chunks. Anyway, it don't have to be any certain shape, just so you get it cut up. And boil it till it's done.
Uh-huh.
And then you put the sugar and butter
and
seasoning, usually some kind of 2 or 3 kind of spices. And
just lay it in the
let me see, I believe, I can't hardly remember that recipe. And you make that all up together, and then you make it crushed with a thin biscuit dough,
mm-hmm.
and put it in the pan and make a few little dents around with a fork, you know, to keep it from rising up and making. Sometimes they'll bulge up, you know, if you don't prick it with a fork before you put the batter in.
Mm-hmm.
You fill your pan about full and bake it.
You have to bake it after you bake it once you get it. I was wondering if you
have to cook it till you get it done, and then you bake it in the crust.
Oh, I see. I guess that's mostly to bake the crust, though.
Yes. Well, you put some milk and eggs and all in that, and it makes it kind of mushy, you know, thin. And when it's cooked, all that thickens up.
Was most of your neighborhood white? Were there many black people around, or was it mostly
white? We never had any black people. There's one family that had some black people that he kept, you know, to help him work.